England are we celebrating at the moment? No. But football fans of Wales, are we celebrating at the moment? Any Welsh here? Hey! And rightly so, actually, because the question on everyone's lips is, how did Wales get through to Belgium, one of the best teams in the tournament? And how did England get knocked out by, drumroll, Iceland? You know, how did that happen? Why did that happen? So, the difference lies in the two teams. Apparently, it has been said, in the team ethos and the attitude of the team to be able to play as a team. So, for example, Wales has one superstar in the team. Anyone know the superstar of Wales' team? No, go on then, there's a few cubs there. Shout it out. Gareth Bale. We all know that. We like Gareth Bale. He's the superstar of the team. Although, he didn't actually score on Friday night, did he? And the Welsh team is said to be like a group of friends, enjoying themselves, over in France, having a great time, having a good holiday together, enjoying the experience, relaxing. Everyone in the team has their job, and everyone knows what their job is. And the tactics of the Welsh team are based on the individual strengths that each player has. Everyone in the Welsh team is committed to do the job they are given, and their commitment is for the whole team. It's not just for themselves. It's not for their own glory. The substitutions have an important role as well, to cover when needed. And the players are always learning new skills. Who scored the second goal in that game? Anyone know? Is it Robson? Yeah?
Robson Carnu.
Robson Carnu, that's right. And that goal was amazing. He showed new skill. He ran in, didn't he? Did a little turn. Shot, back of the net. It was an amazing goal. And that was new skills that we hadn't seen that player do before. And the team know that they're representing Wales. They're not representing themselves. So everything they do is geared up to being a team. It's geared up to being one unit together, being one body. And apparently that is why Wales are doing so well. Now, the reading today was written by Paul. And it was a letter from Paul to a church. And this church needed help because they were not operating as a team. Paul talks about the body of Christ, and the body of Christ is the church. He compares it to a human body, and like a football team, each part has a job to do. And although some parts or jobs don't seem as important as others, they're all needed, they're all important. So let's use Paul's message to think about St Mary's, where we are now. Right, here. Who can give me a clue? What's this body missing? Yes, Joel. It's missing the face of what? What on the face is it missing? It's missing eyes. It's missing eyes and actually it's missing ears. Come on then, Joel. And who else would like to come up with Joel and help? Well, let's have Lily and I'll see you in a minute. So, who might be the eyes and the ears of our church? Hilary. Yes, Hilary? You think you're the eyes and ears of the church. Why is this?
Pastoral assistant, and that means I look after everybody in need. But I need lots of help because my eyes and my ears are not good enough. time in everybody. Children, older people, mums and dads, anybody to tell me of anybody in need.
So, Hilary's our pastoral assistant. She looks out for everybody. And when she goes to visit people with her team, she listens to them and listens to what they might need at the time. So, and we also have Lynn and Napo, who are constantly looking and listening out for everybody's welfare, not just in the church, but in the whole parish. So, anyone involved in pastoral visiting or anything like that, stand up. I'll invite you now. Any pastoral visitors? I see a few here that don't want to stand up. Lovely. Right, so who might be our man, do you think? Anyone, you get an idea now? Let's have some guesses. Go on then, guys, who's our man? Who's the man of this church? No? Anyone else? Yep,
Napo.
Napo. Definitely. Napo is definitely one of the voices of our church, along with Lee, along with Alan, it's me today, but actually, along with lots of people that come and read and do intercessions, do prayers. Thank you very much. And also all of the choir and the singers, they're all the voice of the church. So let's give the voice of the church a clap. Okay, what's missing now? Any more? Yes, Taylor. Hi, so we're coming to do some hands. Talk to the friends for the 6 minutes. Who are our hands? Who's the hands of the church? Oh, Alex, yeah, that was very, very straight up there.
I think that the church wardens,
and
deputy church wardens, and the verger of a hand, so that we make sure the lights go on, we try and make sure the IT works, we make sure the heating is there, we make sure the roof doesn't fall off.
That's okay, that's very good actually. Wardens are the hands of the church, because they keep the church running, the day-to-day stuff that you don't see, half the stuff that the wardens do, so they can definitely have a hand. We also have cleaners that come in and clean all the grass, that clean everything. There's a rotor, a massive rotor of cleaners, and lots of people involved with keeping the day-to-day running of the church. We also have Brenda in the office. Yeah, that's fine, that's good. We also have Brenda in the office, who also does a lot of work with our hands. So anyone who thinks they're a hand of the church, stand up. We're celebrating today. Anyone cleaning the borders? Roger Rowe. Is Roger here?
Yeah.
Roger is our DIY man. He fixes and mends everything that he's doing. So let's give the hand of the church a big clap. If you come at Easter, Harvest, Christmas, you'll see beautiful arrangements. They work really hard too, and it takes a lot of organisation. And especially for today, they did this beautiful stand for our celebration service today. So let's give all of the flower arrangers. Now, our body's looking kind of pretty complete. I apologise for the fact that I'm not very artistic. I apologise. Yes, Lily.
Heart.
Heart. Now, we're coming to that because there is another part of the body which is so important. And Lily, come on then, you're right. It's the heart. Now, who's the heart of our church? Who's our heart? Ah, well done. So, actually, everybody is the heart of the church. It's something we can't see in us. And like the church building is our shell, we are within it. We are its lifeblood. And everyone here is the heart of the church. Doesn't matter if you come every single week, if you're in here most days, like quite a lot of us here, or if you come just once a year, or if this is the first time you've ever been to this church, you are part of the heart of this church. This is your church. You're always welcome here. You can always come here. And we would love you to. And just like the Welsh football lineup, St Mary's, as we've discovered, is a team. It's made up of many parts working together to function effectively. But it's not our country that we're ambassadors for, all of us in this place. We are ambassadors for Jesus, and it's not sport that brings us together like the Welsh football team. We're united in this place by the Holy Spirit and by the love of God. So, here we have our body, our functioning body, and here within this place, within this shell of our body, we have all of us, and we together are the church.